In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The U.S. has completed its withdrawal from Afghanistan after 20 years, ending America's longest war. Congressman Peter Meyer of Grand Rapids called it a sad and somber day in a video on Twitter.
This mission is not over. We still have people left behind. Our office continues to work hundreds of open cases.
Meyer says we need to make sure American citizens and those who help the U.S. get out of Afghanistan. He and Congressman Seth Moulton made a secret trip to Afghanistan last week, which was criticized by the White House. Some Michigan residents have traveled down south to help those affected by Hurricane Ida. Pam Marcel rode out the storm with evacuees sheltered at a high school just outside of Baton Rouge and says it got a little frightening.
One woman was stuck and she ran out of gas on a highway, and she finally got the police to come and rescue her, and then they brought her here. It's so scary.
The volunteers are providing food and links to virtual mental health services. Marcel says with COVID-19 social distancing rules, it's been hard to fit in enough cots for those who need them. A judge has blocked Western Michigan University from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine requirement against four female soccer players who sued, ruling they are likely to prevail on claims it violates their religious rights. U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney in Grand Rapids issued a temporary restraining order on Tuesday, the school's deadline for athletes to get an initial shot or be unable to compete. In a separate case, he denied a request to block Michigan State University's broader vaccine mandate for students and employees. An employee who had COVID-19 last year said she should not have to be vaccinated. More than $200,000 will be distributed between 9 arts organizations in the area. Berrien Community Foundation President Lisa Cripps Donnie says they made the challenge to raise at least $60,000 for a matching grant from a couple of donors.
The community, as this community always does, came through and secured that match for our arts organizations. And it is so critical for them at this time as they're trying to get back up on their feet and things are still kind of dicey and they're trying to make their way and not spend through all of their reserves.
She says the 9 organizations also helped raise the money. They are the Acorn, Citadel Dance and Music Center, Children's Music Workshop, the Ghostlight Theater, Krasl Arts Center, Performing Arts Workshop, Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, Twin City Players, and Water Street Glassworks. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.